Hey yo, what up? My name is CJ, and this is CJ's Take. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to my podcast, everybody. Salute! Yeah, CJ got a podcast, y'all. But you do too, that's a good part. You do too. You got something special in there that we need to know. Like I tell you every day, you know, you got to dig deep, find out what that is, man. Share with the rest of us, because we need that. We do need that. All right. It's a beautiful day. I don't know. It's a beautiful beautiful Friday morning. You know, I feel great and good spirits just like every other day. I woke up, have a good cup of tea. I did some, you know, workout, and I feel energetic. Working out every morning, by the way, is actually one of the habits that I had to adopt, guys. That's one of the, it hasn't been easy, you know, to wake up every day and to exercise, man. Some days you just want to sleep in, right? Especially when it's weekend when you ain't got work. You just want to sleep in, but no, you got to wake up because the body needs, you know, needs all that energy, got to, you know. And when you do exercise in the morning, man, your mind just, you know, starts thinking different, to be honest. Your mind starts thinking different, you're vibrating so early, you're, you know, energetic, you know, ideas popping in and out and all that. So yeah, I feel great. Today I want us to talk about something which to me is going to be a little follow up of what I talked about yesterday. So yesterday I was telling you about why it's important to, you know, use the moment that you have, okay? Ready, you know, fire, aim. Why it's important to just kickstart it, just go, just start executing and doing, you know, not so much time spending on planning and all that. Sometimes it's important to just dive in and keep going. Then you make adjustments on the way. All right, for today's episode, it's kind of going to be in line with that, because I'm still very hyped about pushing people, telling people the importance of taking advantage of the time that we have, taking advantage of the moments that we have in our day, taking advantage of the present, and making, you know, making that work for us in every way that we can in order to push us towards the kind of dream that we want for ourselves or the kind of person that we want to become. All right, so for today's episode, we're going to be discussing about why now is the time. Okay, so we're going to talk about now being the time, the present moment, about the present moment, which I think is the only moment that you ever have. This moment, this present moment. Take a breath with me. Your entire life is in this moment. Your entire life will always be just in this moment. There's never a future, there's never a past, there's only this present moment. That's it. I mean, there's no other moments, in my opinion. Yeah. We say, oh yeah, well, it's 7 a.m. right now, it's March 19th, or whatever day it might be. But no, it's actually not. That's just something that we make up, you know, because in my opinion, time doesn't, you know, even actually exist. We say it's a new day, for example. No, it's not. It's not a new day. It's actually not. The earth is just spinning, so there is no such thing as a day. It's just sometimes it's light and other times it's not. Now, what we've done is we've given all these names to these things because we want it to make sense in the world we live in. But there is not a new day. So, what you're actually doing is you're putting off your life for the future, for the things that might happen, or you're putting off because of things that have happened in the past. So, what's happening is that you're either anxious about the future or you're depressed about the past. But the crazy thing about all of this is that the future and the past doesn't even exist. The only thing that exists is right now, in this very moment. So, if you're going to make a change in your life, don't say, I'm going to make a change tomorrow. Don't say, I'm going to make a change next week. You know, don't say, I need to get my pen and paper and plan out my change. No. The only time to do it is now, in this very moment, in this second. If you're going to change, then make a change right now. Now is the time to do it. Get off your freaking butt and just do it. Stop being lazy. Stop telling yourself that you're going to do it tomorrow. Stop telling yourself excuses of, you know, why you shouldn't do it and why you should do it another time. Stop telling yourself that you're not qualified or you're not good enough or whatever it is you're telling yourself. And then realize that now is the only time that you ever have in your entire life. This present moment. Take a deep breath with me again. Do you realize that we just did that a few minutes ago? And that few minutes ago doesn't exist anymore? Yep. That bread that we had, you know, that bread that we just had was the only bread that we had, and now that's even gone too. So again, the only thing that you can do is have this present moment. The only thing that you can focus on is this present moment. So I want you to look down and realize that the journey, look down at your feet actually, because I'm looking at my feet right now. So look down at your feet and realize that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So lift your freaking foot and put it down in front of the next one. Done it? And then lift the other foot and put it down in front of the next one. Done it? Good. That's all that you gotta do, because the truth is we get caught up with life. We procrastinate, we make excuses, and then we make up fears. And then we think about, you know, people judging us. We think about failure. We worry about success. We worry about not being a great parent and not having money and all that kind of stuff. All these intellectual fears don't do anything for us except that it paralyzes us in this very moment, which is the only moment that we truly have. The only thing that we need to do is to get up and move. That's it. Move towards the direction of whatever it is that you're trying to get to. And that's what we have to work towards. That's what we have to focus on. That's what I want you to think about, is that in this moment, all you have to do is to stop thinking about the future and the past and think about, in this present moment, all I need to do is to take action. And let me tell you something. The best thing about taking action to me is the fact that you don't even have to believe in yourself in order to take action. You don't. You just have to take action. It's that simple. I don't need to believe in myself, but I'm going to take action anyways. You know, I want my potential future that I see in my head more than I don't believe in myself. So if you're out there, I want you to think about this. If you're not driving, I want you to close your eyes and think to yourself, like, what does your perfect life look like 10 years from now? What is the perfect version of you look like 10 years from now? I want you to think about that for a second. What habits does that person have? What traits does that person have? What habits have they broken that you need to break? What habits do you need to create? All you need to do is to become that person. Take those habits, put them into your life. Take the bad habits, take them out of your life. That's why it's important to focus on your habits, guys, because 45% of what you do, you're not even consciously thinking about it. That's the truth. So it's super important for you to go, number one, what is the dream life that I want? First question. Number two, what are the habits that I need to create in order to get that dream life? And number three, why don't I just get my ass up and do it? Simple. Ask yourself those three questions and get in focus. That's what it is. That's all it's about. So, what I actually want you to focus, you know, and take out of this episode today is that don't even think. Actually, I don't even care if you think. It doesn't matter. Think if you want to think, but just get up and do something. Ask yourself, where do I want to go? You think about that future and then you say, what do I need to do right now to get me one step closer to that place? That's it. Just one step closer. I don't want you to be a mile or 1,000 feet closer. I just want you to be one step closer to that goal that you want for yourself. And that's it. All you need to do is to realize that now is the only time that you ever have. And now is the time for you to take action for the future that you truly want for yourself. Now, when I say this, always reminds me of one of my all-time favorite songs by Akon. You know, one of his songs, you know, the song's titled Ghetto, right? In verse 2 of that song, he says something that I think is very strong, which that has always, you know, been in my mind, even before I kickstarted, you know, most of the projects that I'm doing in my life right now. That verse says, no need to cherish luxuries, cause everything come and go. Even the life that you have is borrowed, cause you're not promised tomorrow. You remember that? Yes, I think that verse speaks exactly the way we should look at life. No need to cherish luxuries, cause everything come and go. It says, even the life we have right now is borrowed, because tomorrow is not promised to anybody. So if tomorrow is not promised to anybody, and we know that the moment right now is all we got, why do we waste that? Why don't you take advantage of this very moment and do that thing that you want to do and make that one step to get you closer to that point where you really, truly want to be? So I want you to stop doubting yourself today. Start creating the right habits. Start breaking the wrong habits. And start working towards the future that you can have. You just need to start working towards it. That's it. Okay, I'm done. My name is CJ, and that's my take. I'll see you next time. Peace.